In today's Mishnah, we learn the eighth and final Mishnah from the third Perek of Masechta Midot, and then we'll begin the fourth Perek. The Mishnah begins, Klonasot shel eretz yukvuin mikotlo shel heichad lakoto shel ulam. So the ulam itself was a very, very tall structure. I mean, we haven't actually mentioned how tall it was. We'll get to that. But we've at least mentioned the entrance itself was 40 amot tall. That's approximately 20 meters. And you can imagine that if we've got a very large wall, it needs to be supported because there weren't floors in the ulam. There are floors we'll see in the heichal behind the ulam. So therefore, the Mishnah explains that there was klonasot. There were beams made of cedar that were fixed from that wall of the heichal to the wall of the ulam for support, meaning shelo yav yivat, so it wouldn't start tipping. V'sharshor shel zahav kfuim b'tikra shel ulam, and there were gold chains that hung from the ceiling of the ulam, shebehen piruchei kahuna, that the young kohanim would be able to climb up those chains, olim, v'ro'in atarot, and see the atarot. Now, different explanation exactly what atarot are. Either we're talking about some sort of domes, or literally there were crowns themselves in the chalonot, in the windows of the hichal. Shenemar, and the basis of this, that there were these atarot, as the pasuk says in Zechariah, v'atarot yeh lechelem o letuvia o leyadaya o lechen ben tzafanya lizikron b'heichal Hashem. That these individuals donated these crowns for the heichal Hashem. And the Mishnah adds, gefen shel zahav haita omedet al pitro shel heichal. So we've already mentioned there was something, the beams of ash that were above the entrance of the heichal, of the ulam, and now above the entrance to the heichal itself, there was a golden vine. And the Mishnah explains that it was mudla al gabei kulunasod, it was hanging from these beams. And it says, kol mishanya mitnadev aale o gargir lor eshkol. Individuals would donate parts made of gold for this vine. So either they could donate a leaf or a bunch of grapes or an individual grape itself. An individual would do so, meviva tolaba, the kohanim would come and they would hang it on this golden vine that was hanging above the entrance to the heichal. So Amar Rebbe Lazar Berebi Tzadok Mas. Yeah, there was an incident once. Venimnu aliyah shalosh meat kohanim. That required 300 kohanim to remove the vines. Then grapes, and essentially because of the weight of the gold that was added to it, it required all this kohanim to remove it. Now you see often the number 300, and many times the Gemara explains that it wasn't really 300; it's what's called derech guzma. So the number 300, a lot of time we see is a figure we pull of exaggeration, like a children of playground will say a million or a billion, lahavdil. So in other words, it doesn't really necessarily require 300, but it required a lot of kohanim due to the weight to remove this vine. Let's continue with the first Mishnah in the fourth perek. Pitro shel heichal. The entrance now referring to is that of the heichal. So the heichal is the room in which we have the kodesh and the kodesh kodeshim. So we've passed through the ulam, we're about to go into the heichal. So govhol, the entrance itself was esrim amot, was 20 amot, v'rochbo, and the width of it was 10 amot. V'arba dlatot hayulo, and actually had four doors. So it was two doors behind and two doors in front and two doors behind. And the doorway itself, the space in between was 6 amot. So there would be the two double doors in the front, double doors in the back, and 6 amot in between, as we'll learn how in the Mishnah. So shteim yifnim, shteim yivachot. Shenemar, say shteim dlatot laheichal kodesh. So laheichal v'la kodesh. So understanding there was two doors for the heichal, and then also v'la kodesh, also the kodesh itself. So that's one's on the outer side, one sets on the inside. Mishnah explains, hachitzonot. So when we can understand what it looked like when the doors were closed, but what happens when they were opened? So Mishnah explains, hachitzonot niftotoch letoch hapetach. So the outer doors would open inwards, so that would be going into that doorway, that 6 amot space. Lechasot ov yoshel hakotel. And as it would do so, it would cover the walls that were in between these two doors. And that is because, that while everything was covered in gold inside the heichal, we find that behind where the doors opened was not covered in gold. And that way, the doors themselves that were made with gold would cover that space. The pnimiot, what about the doors that were on the inside, that would open all the way inside the heichal, swing around and cover the walls, those walls that they were attached to. So they'd do a 180 sort of swing open. And that was lechasot achar dlatot. And that would cover the wall behind these doors that also were not covered with gold, as opposed to everywhere else in the Heichal. As Mishnah says, shekol habayit, meaning the Heichal and the Kodesh HaKodeshim were tuach b'zahav, they were covered in gold, chutz me'achar dlatot, except for behind the inside doors after they were opened up. That area was not covered with gold. Rabbi Yehuda explains the ways the doors open slightly differently. He says, Rabbi Yehuda omer, betoch ha-petach hayom dot, that both doors opened within this doorway. Well, how would that work? There wasn't enough room. We said there was only six amot. Otherwise, if there were to stand doors, they'd have to rest one upon the other. So Rabbi Yehuda explains that these doors were special. Okumin itzdera mita hayu, that the doors themselves, each door was made of two panels that were connected together. In other words, what would happen is one door would fold inwards and it would be hinged in the middle so it could fold back on itself. So that way, so all the doors, the ones on the outside fold inwards and fold back, and since they were five amot wide, that means if we're splitting it in half and folding it back, that would take up 2.5 amot. And so too with the doors that were towards the inside of Hechod would open outwards now, so also into this doorway space, fall back on themselves, and that way the entire space in the entrance would be covered over by these doors that folded back onto themselves. However, as we've explained, these doors were, the doors, if we take 2.5 by 2.5, so we add them together, you get 5 or more, and the door space, the space in that doorway, was actually, the depth of it was 6 amot. So the mission explains it was chatzi ama mezuzah mikan v'chatzi az ama mezuzah mikan. After they folded in, we'd have actually a half an ama for the mezuzah, the door post, on the outside, and a half ama for the door post on the inside. So in other words, these two, the double doors, when they folded inside, they would meet each other, so, and therefore, as if we added up, example, say 5 amot, but there'd be space on either side after they've met each other against the side walls, that was a half ama. And what does he base this on? Shneimar says, shteim dlatot ledlatot. It says there were two doors for each door. Well, that explains shteim musabot ledlatot, meaning they were fold over on themselves, shteim ledelet echad, or shteim dlatot lacheret. So he understands from this pasuk there's a clear reference, the way he explains the pasuk, the way I've sort of explained it to you, of the doors, each of these doors being foldable, so they'd fold over themselves. And that's the opinion of Yehuda, and those of the Mishnah today.